When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ramble.
Let me put my tongue
on. Bowie loves Miles.
I know. It makes me feel so good when a dog likes me.
Yeah. Maggie downloaded, or not downloaded, she put a widget on my phone. So, like, I have photos that pop up. And I, what are you singing?
Let me put my tongue in your mouth.
Is that a pop song?
I'm a dog. No, it's Bowie's song.
Let me put my tongue in your mouth.
Okay, first of all, it was tongue in his nostril.
He went up there, too.
I know he did that, but he wanted. He said, please, let me put my tongue in your mouth. Well, he would love that, I bet.
He's
open
kind
your mouth.
Of... Yeah.
Miles, open your mouth. Let him up there.
He likes nostrils more than you would think.
Really?
Yeah, he's a big nostril fan.
Oh, I mean, he's going to love... That's why he loves me.
The nose is just the back door to the mouth, they say.
That is what they say.
Do they say that?
I mean, that's true.
Knock, knock, knocking on the back door.
I guess it's like entering through the attic.
Going through the nose, yeah.
Because you can, it's all connected.
That's a good point.
People get grossed out by boogers, but guess what? When you hack up a loogie, that's just boogers.
I feel like, are boogers or loogies grosser? I think it might be.
This is a great place to start.
People love this. People are loving this at home.
We started cute, and now we're...
If you're eating breakfast, welcome.
So I have this widget on my phone, right? And I get photos on my phone. It's like a little locket. Except you can't control what photos are there. And if someone knows how to do it. I'm a really old man. I don't know how to use technology. So it cycles through...
Digital media company.
Different. I'm really like shockingly dumb. But the last couple days, it keeps giving me this photo of Bowie on Miles' lap.
That's so funny.
And it's really fucking cute. I'm
That's
like,
cute.
Yeah,
I love that. I love the little automated slideshows that the iPhone will give you.
Oh, yeah. I made a video of you with your friends. Would you like to watch it?
Yeah. It's like, I guess.
They always feel like an in memoriam.
Yeah, they really do. And it's like clear images of me like... seeing if there's something in between my teeth.
And the song is like, bling, blong, bling.
Yeah, the music's all crazy.
The music is crazy.
Change the vibe, you know that? You can tell it the mood and the theme that you want.
Wow. Mood is sexy.
Snapchat is always sending me on this day in 2016, and I'm like, don't show me that.
Are you a chatter?
I love Snapchat. I actually have not been on. I'm trying to get back into it, but it literally notifies my phone. Like, it's not even like
you have a push notification.
Yeah, I gotta turn that off. Though,
it just tells
it
you.
Really is like,
hey.
Do you want to know what you were doing in 2015? And I'm like, mm-mm.
I like Facebook for that because I almost rarely ever go into Facebook. When I do, it's like, hey, you want to know? Would you like to know what you were doing 15 years ago? I'm like, oh, I guess so, but I haven't posted anything new there really in like eight years. So it's a real deep.
Yeah.
Grab. It's like on this day 8 years ago and on this day 7 years ago you didn't do anything, and 6 and 5 and 4 and 3 and 2.
Yeah, it really is crazy how Facebook had a chokehold on my social life so many years ago. And then it got boiled down into other apps, and now I never use Facebook.
Yeah,
the passage of time is interesting.
It also, I mean, the Facebook events, I mourn those.
That were good.
Those
were nice. You get invited to a Facebook party.
I get what a fucking Eventbrite.
I know.
Yeah. I hate an Eventbrite.
But I get a Partyful.
Yeah.
But I get a
Partyful seems like it's fun. And then you look at the guest list and it's like, I want to see who's going. I guess that is helpful.
Yeah. It's nice to be able to see who's invited.
Yeah. Because I'm like, well, I want to go if other cool people are going.
Yeah.
But if it's you losers who invited me,
then you know it's not going to be that cool.
Except then you get invited to an event where you have to RSVP before you see the invite list.
Yeah, that's
tough. Like, ooh, what
that's
do
a gamble.
I
do? Do they have maybe on there, though?
If they have maybe.
I love a good maybe.
Oh, always maybe, by the way. I'm canceling plans like left and right.
Maybe. Just know that if you invite me anywhere, I'm a maybe.
That is so fucked up.
My default.
That's a fucking bad guy.
If my default mode. I'm a maybe.
Zach might come all the time.
If it's your birthday, maybe.
Maybe.
If it's your wedding,
yeah,
maybe.
Well, I do sort of. And I'm sure, and I'm sure Keith feels the same way, but having a child is sort of like a hall pass on escaping plans.
Oh, yeah.
You lucky dad.
If you want to leave something when you're done being there. Oh, gotta go. The sitter. The sit needs to go.
That's so right. Pull the
go.
Parachute.
Go. Jump out of the plane.
I've been here for 20 minutes, but I'm ready to go.
I mean, it is tough because, and this is a parent thing, but like when you have a date night, it's like it starts with like, okay, well, how much is it cost? Okay, so you're
doing, I know.
The initial fee is it's $180 to leave.
That's right. To get out the door.
And then what will you do? Is a movie worth that? No.
That's tough.
You know what's worth it?
It's
a nice
$200
dinner.
Movie.
Another $150 a dinner will make that first $180 worth it.
No, that is, we had the life hack of Sarah's mom moved here and she now lives a block away.
That's nice.
And it has been a fucking game changer.
That's nice.
It has been crazy. So if we want to go on a little datey, we can go anywhere. We played tennis the other day. And it was
Frat
fun.
Quet sport.
I'm trying to get back into my athletic era because I realized my body is melting.
Melting or crumbling?
Crumbling is also
into
good.
A fine
locking
dust.
Up
I just locking up. My shoulders are bad. My hamstrings are worse. I cross my legs and I think it's making my hip flexors
so
invert.
So why are you doing tennis as opposed to pickleball with your boy Zachy?
I would love to play pickleball
because
with you and Jared.
Tennis
I would
so much
love
running.
To play. I know you guys play all the time.
Your knees can't handle the tennis.
What's the...
My knees can't handle the pickleball. I played one day of pickleball and my knee hurt
exactly.
The whole weekend. I'm like, oh, I can't play this.
A lot of lateral movement.
I did hot yoga like 2 days ago and I almost threw up. It was so fucking intense.
It's hard.
It's hard,
it's
by the
really
way.
It's really hard.
And everyone in there was hot. And I don't want, I actually want it to be full of uggos.
Yeah, you think it's called hot yoga because of the temperature?
No,
it's because
it should be called
a threshold
hot
of attractiveness.
Yoga.
It's because
everyone.
Then
hot meh yoga.
All
so
the,
you know who you're with.
Yeah, that's a good point. Ugly yoga.
Ugly yoga. Ugly yoga honestly sounds trendy.
Because everyone was like rippling abs and biceps in their shoulders. I kept being like, holy shit, look at this fucking dude's shoulders.
It's because they do hot yoga.
I know.
It's so intense.
Man,
by the way, I'm going to start doing Pilates probably.
I've heard that's fun.
I love Pilates.
Pilates is hard as shit.
It's a game.
You know that, right?
Okay. Well,
you get the fun little socks with the rubbers on it.
Are you going to the machine
little grip
Pilates?
Socks?
Oh, I don't even know. I have not decided.
Rainey,
I'm
get
in
yourself
steps.
On a... reformer.
Okay.
It's dope.
What is it?
It's the Pilates machine.
Is it the one where is it like a row?
It's no. It's like you're inside of a rower. And you have to turn it. First of all, it's not built for people like us. We're way too big.
Long.
You go to Pilates class and the average height is probably 5'2". And everyone and the machines are built for someone who's 5'2 to 5'5". So I got in there once and I did a class pass for that and it was hilariously awful.
Here's what it is. Do you remember in first grade or kindergarten in gym class, you had those little pallets that were just big enough for your little baby body that had four wheels on it, and you would slide around? Okay, now imagine that on a loose track, and then you have just a bunch of resistance bands, and you're going, whee!
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, you're slipping and sliding, but then you're like, now you're on your back, and you're pushing it with your legs, and now you're kind of upside down.
Yeah, you're just it's like all pulley systems, Robinson Crusoe style.
Yeah.
And you're just using different limbs to make your body go wee woo wee woo. Wow.
It's like if the marionette puppet was in control.
Yeah, they're sort of running you with
little
stringies.
No, like the puppet is running the thing above him.
Oh.
I see. He's controlling.
You're going to love it. And you get these little socks that have grippies on them. It's the best.
Socks.
I think that you're talking about, grippy socks?
Grippy socks.
Hospital socks.
Yeah, hospital socks.
Yeah, but they're Pilates socks, and they charge you way too much for them.
Pilates socks?
Yeah, I'm not making this up. It's
I don't know
socks.
Anything about Pilates.
You cannot use a reformer. If you don't have the Pilates socks, they're gonna laugh you right out of there.
So a reformer sounds like a fucking Cylon robot that's killing people.
Yeah.
The reformer's just
the
dropped.
Reformer.
The new Tesla reformer. And it's like a
Hugh
cop robot.
It's a cock robot?
Cop, but not
oh
cock.
Oh my God.
We all heard cock
robot.
By the way, Rennie, you are a runner, right? You run?
Yeah.
You don't need anything else.
I didn't have a follow-up.
The world.
Sorry, I just was curious about
you're
that.
You're a runner, right?
How very long nice. Are you running? Because running is so intensely difficult for me.
Oh, yeah, but what's fun about running is when you start, it's so hard. And then literally the next day, it's going to be like 10% easier. Then the next day, it's going to be 20% easier. It's like a very quick...
I don't know about that. I remember after senior year of high school, I'm like, I'm going to run. And my dad was like, okay, a good philosophy is try to go like a mile and just try to either do a little bit more the next day or do it a little bit faster the next day. I did it for 2 weeks. I got worse every day.
Oh.
And I was like, not for me.
This did happen to Keith. This did happen to me recently. I did, because we obviously have a Peloton. Not to brag. Kendall and I got it for Sarah years
ago. Wow, Perfect Person's doing well.
Okay. Yeah, we bought it years ago, actually, when Perfect Person was not doing well.
But it's a subscription.
Thanks, Try Guys.
So you're still...
But no, me and Kendall got it for Sarah as a Christmas present, and we picked it up. And then when we got to the guy's house, it was used. Got to the guy's house, and I was like, I recognize you from commercials. And he was a commercial actor.
Oh, very cool.
He must have been doing well. Thanks, Geico. Anyway, but we got the Peloton. So I did. I was like, you know what? Let me just fucking crack this egg.
Yeah.
Did it 3 days in a row, and I think I ruptured a hamstring. I like went from no working out to working out on a bicycle, being like, I'm doing 5 miles in 15 minutes.
Mm-mm.
Slam, slam, slam. And I was like, this is so awesome. I'm so energized. And then I woke up and I was like, I can't really bend my ankle. And every time I try to touch my toes, I feel, oh, like a crunch on the side of my heel. Ooh. So it turns out you should slow start.
Get a slow.
Yeah, look, I've said this before. I'll say it again. Treadmills are dangerous. You may end up in the hospital.
I think that was your fault.
And it's the treadmill's fault.
Very dangerous.
Rainey, true or false, you will... So you're a sandals every day kind of person.
Oh, yeah.
But you will bring sneakers to the office because during your lunch break, you go for a little run as a treat.
Exactly. Especially if there's a Guilty Pleasures recording. Because then I don't want to run when it's dark.
Right.
I thought you meant during the recording.
You're like, all right, it's rolling.
Zach's yapping. I'm fucking running out of the studio.
Should we get you one of those flat, little lay flat treadmills so you can run during Guilty Pleasures? So you could just be hustling.
That's so funny.
I love that Rainey goes and runs during the workday. Like, that's the idea of like, okay, I'm going to, because like, everyone has that post-exercise.
Oh, yeah. Clarity.
Everyone has that post-exercise high.
Mm-hmm.
You feel smarter. You feel better.
Wait, what are you talking about?
After you exercise, you don't feel like a, whew.
You're like, you're alive.
No.
You feel good. Some people don't get it, Keith.
Yeah.
Some people do not get it.
That sounds awesome.
I know. It's kind of
sick. That would be way better motivation for me. You know what I do after I finish working out? I fucking load the dishwasher. And then I keep cleaning the house, and I'm miserable.
That's terrible.
I'm miserable.
Oh,
sweaty mess.
Yeah, I'm gross, and I'm just doing chores. So it doesn't make tonight when I finish working out.
Yeah.
I will move the garbage to the garbage bins and take the garbage bins to the street, and then I will load the dishwasher.
That's a big chores after.
Oh. Keith, as a personal mentor of yours and someone who you look up to,
help me.
You gotta give yourself a little treat afterwards.
Oh yeah,
you gotta pair. The bad with the good. So after you do your workout, you have a little, you open it up, a little dried mango fruit snack.
Oh,
you know what I do?
I'm over dried mango, man.
How dare
I'm fucking
you?
Over.
Tell him, Miles.
I don't have strong enough teeth to keep doing the dried mango thing.
I'm sorry. Are your teeth crumbling because you don't brush them?
No, I do. Excuse me. And I'm flossing and it hurts. I floss so hard and I'm fucking going. And when you floss,
you might be flossing too hard.
Maybe, but every tooth is actually two flosses. Everybody know, you know that?
No,
In between your teeth when you're flossing, you're supposed to go, okay, in between the gap, and you go left side, right side.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're bringing this up. Because
you're
actually
going under the gums.
I do resent. I like flossing because it feels, it's like a nice little scratch.
I do like
that. Scratching, but you're actually, it's not to get the food out.
No.
You're just supposed to.
Get the plaque out.
Get the plaque out. And the problem is I think my molar's too close to the tooth next to it. And so I go in, and it's just too tight a crevice. You know what I mean?
So we can move.
We can move.
You ever snap the floss on your teeth?
Yeah.
Sometimes my floss will rip apart, and then I'll have, get this, floss stuck in my teeth.
No!
Then what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do?
Who watches the Watchmen?
Yeah, that's impossible.
I guess after working out, I will eat half of a rotisserie chicken sometimes. And I'll think, I could down this whole thing.
Yeah. How many rotisserie chickens do you think you could eat in succession?
In a podcast episode.
Oh, by the way, good podcast episode.
One
that
easy.
Is.
Probably two.
Heath eats a full rotisserie chicken podcast?
We're doing
Wasn't
it
there that event where a guy was so like, funny. Watch me eat a rotisserie chicken
every day?
Like, every day, and the crowds would come and they would watch him eat it.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I could have done that.
It's so sick, though, to have like a viral chicken guy. He was just a guy who ate a chicken. He wasn't a famous person.
There was no goal. There was no end point. There was no culmination.
No.
Yeah.
Just vibes and chicken.
Art.
There's something about chicken that makes you go viral. Chicken shop date. Chicken.
Chicken watch.
Watch.
Chicken
run.
Little.
Hot
chicken
ones.
Run.
Chicken little.
Chicken
hot ones.
Soup.
Chicken
hot ones.
Hot chickens. Ones, by the way. I haven't seen that Conan episode.
I have to watch it.
I'm so excited.
Apparently it's hysterical. I've seen clips.
He's the best.
Speaking of Keith eating a rotisserie chicken, that's a dang good segue.
That's a segue.
Whoa.
Because we are taking Eat the menu on the road. You may have seen that if you watched the last Michelin episode or if you see our socials, but we are taking Eat the Menu and making it a live stage show, which sounds impossible, but actually it's going to work out great.
You may be thinking, this is, how could that work? And actually, you're wrong. Shut the fuck up and let me educate you.
Yeah, so we are going to go to six different cities to start. And if these are successful, we're going to do more. So I know a lot of people in the Midwest are like, how could you forget about us? We didn't forget about you. We just want to hone the show so it's perfect for when we come to
It's not ready for Chicago yet.
It's really not.
By the time we get to Chicago, we got to be firing on all cylinders.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but the goal is to go into different markets and basically get a top 10 to 15 items from a local fast food place. Like if we're going to Atlanta, maybe we'll do Bojangles. We don't have that out here.
Fuck yeah,
and
dude.
And it's delicious. It's in the airport. I only ever have it in the Atlanta airport, so I don't know if it's actually good outside of the airport. The airport's pretty good.
Yeah, it probably is a premium one.
It's
in 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Probably,
but you're also going to be doing local favorites.
So we'll do like an Eat the Menu set up there. Then we'll do some local stuff. We'll go into the crowd and eat snacks with the crowd. So we'll like go to different people who like, who loves this snack? I'm going to stand with them. We're going to talk about it. Move to another part of the crowd. Then we'll come back up. We're going to do a conveyor belt bit as well. And I've been thinking about a lot of different ways that could work. It could be another local fast food chain. It could also be, because almost every city has like a, we have a Grand Central Market here. It's a big food hall market. If we could get like 10 items from different stalls, so like it really feels like you're getting a big swath of stuff that people get to experience and love in their town. We're also going to do like a local mom and pop place. So like maybe we'll do a barbecue spot or something in Atlanta, and maybe we'll...
there's a food showdown section, I believe.
Yes, there's a debate. So like when we're in Philly, everyone knows Philly cheesesteaks, right?
Of course.
So we got to get like a few different Philly cheesesteaks from a few different places. We're going to bring audience members up and they're going to help us debate which one's the best. Well, also, honestly, audience members are going to be up almost every single section.
So I'm going to be there. I'm going to be filming the show. I'll also be helping make it stupider wherever I can.
You're running the sticks? You're filming the thing?
Yeah, so because it's eating. So we need to have like a feed that goes to the projector behind me.
Oh yeah,
so that there's like a big screen so you can see what I'm talking about.
See your mouth.
Otherwise, we're playing like some of these venues are almost 2,000 seats. Like,
that's so great. That's
so
awesome.
Like, you won't be able to see what I'm doing unless we get it up there on that screen, baby.
Yeah, that's
but we talked about bringing a couple audience members and having an audience on the stage.
Yeah.
like at an angle, so that, because Keith just, anyway, it's funny to me. But you're telling me this is not just people listening to you chewing for an hour and a half.
No, they're gonna like we're gonna be talking about food. We're gonna be throwing food. People are gonna come up and eat with me. We also have at each place we have 50 tickets that are an eat and greet package.
Oh, nice.
Where instead of just a line and taking photos, we want people to get more out of it. So we're going to have food, like a little buffet of food, and a big room where people come in. We hang out. Zach will be there. We'll have guests there. I'll be there, so people
can
mill
about.
The hope
is that it feels like a big party.
Yeah,
the
a
whole
big
thing.
And we'll have like group conversations. We'll still get selfies and photos and stuff like that. But instead of like waiting in line and then having 45 seconds to say hello and take a picture,
sure.
You know what? Someone even Kaylin calls, it's not a meet and greet, it's a pay and hay. We're making a meet and greet. We're hanging out. A pay and hay is a hilarious version of that because you're so fast.
Oh yeah,
but we want to make it so like people are hanging out and like maybe a group is talking to Zach, maybe a group is talking to me, maybe a group is talking to Kaylin or Desiree or one of our special guests. We're also looking at, I hope I can do this, making a full custom mascot outfit of me.
That's so funny. Who's going to be the mascot?
Each time, that'll be the way we unveil the special guest.
Oh, that's super funny.
Oh,
and also in the meet and greet room, just having anyone be in that suit so you can take pictures
with the big Keith.
With Big Keith.
That or is if awesome. you can't come to the meet and greet, we'll have Keith roaming the lobby.
Saying hey.
Yeah, I mean the whole show I think is meant to feel like a big party. It's a hangout. It's going to be looser than the other live shows we've done, but I think just as big and bombastic and fun and wild. We have six cities to start. So Atlanta, Brooklyn, Philadelphia, Washington, Los Angeles, and of course, El Cajon, California. It's outside San Diego. It's San Diego.
Of course, everyone has been clamoring over the El Cajon show.
You got to do El Cajon. But look, we don't choose favorites, but favorites choose themselves. Mm. And I want to tell you right now, Brooklyn, you're in the lead.
Hell yeah.
With the most tickets sold. Brooklyn, you're number one. Woo,
Brooklyn's
woo, woo.
Cool.
BK, and man. My old city. My old hood.
Your old stomping ground.
My old stomping
ground. Burger King. I mean, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
You're our favorite, but you don't have to be forever because Philly, you're in second place. And
up.
I want to tell you that Washington is on your heels by an outstanding 9-ticket margin. That is really shocking.
We're talking D.C., Washington, the District of Columbia.
The president lives.
Huge, yeah.
But then
Biden comes out the Keith out of Moscow.
Atlanta, we haven't forgot about you. Okay, you might have the highest percentage of tickets sold.
Yeah.
So you're killing it, Atlanta. But this is where things get rough. Because I got to say.
Whoa.
Los Angeles, our home city.
Home city?
And El Cajon.
Cajon!
The most famous Southern California city
dude.
There ever were.
You're lagging.
Cajon.
You're doing well. But you gotta you're in the fifth and sixth seat over here.
It just feels like you don't want to eat with me.
For Cajon to do Keith dirty like that. Is unbelievable. I never expected this from Cajon.
Unbelievable.
This is our home show. You don't think that we're going to be bringing out the best? Because, okay.
Do you think every single guest is going to come for this because it's going to be cheaper for us to travel, everybody?
Obviously, we're going to be bringing great guests to every single show. But for our home show, Los Angeles, and for the mighty, mighty El Cajon show.
Cajon is going to be stacked.
Cajon is going to be lit.
Honestly, it's probably going to be the best show the whole time.
I bet Cajon pops off.
If I were in Brooklyn, I'd be flying to El Cajon.
Sean Evans himself in Cajon.
We're going to have former President Barack Obama.
Former President Bill Clinton in Cajon.
Bowie will be there. Bowie's going back for the nostril.
Bowie's going back to my nostril. Sorry,
excited
sweetheart.
By your excitement.
I love you.
I love you so much.
That's very exciting, guys.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Back on the road.
Miles is probably going to be playing the mascot, Keith. He'll be in the lobby.
I've actually rented the venue across the street at every single stop.
Where I'll be selling tomatoes to throw.
Just a full, bullying sesh across the street.
Yeah. I'm excited, though. It's been, obviously, 5 years since we've gotten to. You've been doing live shows all over, but it's been a while since I've gotten to see you in the flesh. It's just so fun.
It's just fun, and I know that the silly eating shows people really really love, and I love making them. And I was at Disneyland California Adventure, surprise, doing a eat everything at California Adventure yesterday, and so many people came up and they were like, "Hey, oh my gosh, are you eating everything here?" And I'm like. Yeah. And they said it as a joke and they're like, "Oh, really? That's so awesome." And so many people said, like, "I watched the Disneyland one today, but I was waiting for you to make this episode." They were like, literally were like, "I've been waiting for you to eat California Adventure so I know what to eat here." And so many people were like, "What should I get?"
Yeah.
Right now. And I'm like, "Oh, okay. Well, I had this." And then I told them where we'd eaten. So I know it's like, it's a very fun bonding activity that we have, and to take that screen away, and I'll be able to walk through the audience and bring audience members on stage, where I kind of think they'll sort of be my prisoners. they think they're like the onstage audience. They're sort of my friends who
you
are on stage.
That El Cajon, you can be our prisoners.
You could be our little prisoners, our onstage prisoners.
Ooh.
It's obviously that we're doing this tour because Eat the Menu has this fandom unto itself. Like, honestly, even separate from the Try Guys, it's so fun to see. But also, like, when Keith first pitched it, I was like, okay, yeah, sure. And then he showed me the whole run of show and even just the first draft of it, and it was clear, like, oh, there's so much fun to be had. We can really mix this up and remix it in a lot of different ways. So I think it's going to be a blast. I'm very excited.
Oh, we're going to have some little vibe. Fun. Like, we're going to have a little Zach segment where I just put like 15 minutes in. It says, Zach decides what goes here. This is where it's special. Zach's in charge of the show for 15 minutes and I'll take the camera.
Also known as Keith's bathroom break.
Probably. Well, we'll have an intermission.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because like it should be a big whole night event. And
oh, yeah.
We also have two, you know, we had two things that felt like a finale. So okay.
That's good. Yeah. Oh, I love that. Yeah. So yeah, before the intermission, is going to be a big sort of cliffhanger?
Uh-huh. Who shot Keith?
I'm going to start choking as the lights go down.
That's actually pretty good.
And then.
And lights up. And it's like, where's Keith?
With lights up and Zach's on stage. And it's like, uh-oh.
Keith's in the hospital.
He's gone.
We have to save him.
And then I come out. And somebody Heimlich maneuvers me 20 minutes later, and a big piece of steak flies and explodes into fireworks over the audience.
Okay, so the budget's $1 billion.
It's pretty high budget. We're here out to lose money.
That's usually what happens on our tours.
Are you guys flying from city to city, or are you renting an old camper van?
We're flying because we're doing 1 weekend a month, 2 shows each weekend with sort of a day in between for travel. Cool. But also we may end up using some days in between that should be for travel to shoot videos.
Totally.
But we're also, you know, the baby. Don't want to be gone for 2 weeks straight. So I want to be. And also, we're filming all of these and they're going to become episodes of Eat the Menu. Oh. And it's going to be Keith Eats Everything in Philadelphia.
Oh,
and it's
great.
Going to sort of be a live taping and a live show.
The whole show will be the video.
Not the whole show. Yeah. We'll make a 40-minute video probably out of the show.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll also shoot some extra content around the city so that you just feel like it's a bigger product. But yeah, I mean, that's sort of the point, and we think it'll be really fun. That's sort of a different video for us to make in the eat the everything space.
Who's Hell going? Yeah. Which of our staff? Is it Desiree and Kaylin?
Yeah, Desiree and Kaylin and Erica.
Okay. I think are the main. Pretty paired down.
There might be some more people. I'm sure there will be more. But that's the sort of the, you know, the team.
The
yeah, and Desiree. Team. Desiree produces Eat the Menu. Erica has a lot of Erica and I went to college together, and she is like a theater production specialist.
Oh.
So she's actually like this also
really,
a pro stage manager.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool!
So this is a great opportunity for her to flex an old muscle that she really loves to do. And so I'm really excited because I also know she's incredible at that because I used to work with her in that capacity.
Yeah. Right.
So that will also be fun to get to reestablish that dynamic, which
Ooh,
is really cool.
I could see
really
her being really good at that.
Yeah. I mean, it's so fun to work with someone that you worked with 20 years ago in the same capacity.
Awesome.
And both of you have obviously gotten better at your skills. So it's like really cool.
Aww.
Yeah, that's
it. It wasn't 20 years ago. You're not that old. Is it 20 years ago?
20 years ago
almost.
Was college?
You ain't that old?
I guess it was 18 years ago.
Is that true?
It's pretty close. Yeah.
Holy shit, Keith.
I'm 36. I'm going to be 37 when we're on tour.
Dang.
I know.
He's old.
He's old.
Yeah.
Is this your king?
Am I your king? I am Paul Atreides. I do cover Akis.
Did you watch the second one?
I did watch Dune 2.
Hell yeah.
Did you love it?
I did love it, but I do feel like I need a salad after watching it. A lot of sand.
That's your reaction to
I felt like I needed to blow my nose. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a lot of sand in my nose.
Yeah. I'd love to watch something about the forest after this.
There's a lot of memes about how if you want to enrage any straight guy, just tell him you're watching Dune 2 on your iPhone.
Which is funny because look, not to enrage the straight boys.
I'm right here.
But I do sort of feel like it was you want to watch Star Wars in the theater because there's intergalactic explosions. A lot of Dune 2 is like a character piece in the sand.
But there were big worms sometimes.
There's big worms sometimes, and the end is like a big battle. But I kind of was like, yeah, this isn't like Interstellar. You know what I mean?
Oh, you think you have to watch Interstellar on the big screen? Maybe that's why I didn't understand it.
Yeah, because it's like a big space. You know, and it's my
imagination. I'm not taking the bait.
Sorry.
Rainey recorded the Dune 2 episode of Guilty Pleasures.
She went on a run, though, Dorian.
Yeah, she went on a run. But she listened back and was while on a run and was like, this sounds cool. I think I'm going to go back and watch the first one. And she texted us over the weekend. She's like, I'm watching Dune. And me and Garrick are like, yeah. And then she sends a photo and it's her kitchen table with a smudged laptop with the lights on. And I just was like, honestly, I'm still proud.
Fuck yeah.
Dune 2, I thought that you could completely watch without Dune 1, and maybe it was even better.
I'll say that Dune 1 is such a part one.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
it's teeing up everything, and Dune 2 was great. And I liked them both, and I thought Timmy did a really nice job.
We've been joking about Timmy. For years.
He, by the way, I believe on like an episode of maybe 20 of this show, I said, I want to see Timothée Chalamet gain 60 pounds of muscle.
Use it, and I thought about it ever since.
And he fucking did it. He still is like...
You manifested it.
I manifested buff Timothy.
I feel like Timmy became the Lisan al-Gaib. Yeah. He fulfilled the prophecy that we set forth in our show.
Correct, yeah.
Wow. So honestly, good for you. You are the Bene Gesserit, and we did it.
We have a few more prophecies.
Oh, I love
this. This is a good idea.
This is a great idea.
Okay, so we're going to set some... because, you know, and I want you guys to take the long view on this. You know, it took 5 years...
Yeah.
For Timmy to finally grow into his power. So we're going to set a couple more prophecies here on the show, right here, right now, starting with Keith.
Keith is going to be taller. even taller than he is now.
I built this up and I was like, this is a really good segment. And then I got to the end of my sentence and I went, well, there's a lot of pressure here.
We got to think.
Maybe we take 20 minutes.
Let's take 40 minutes. Maybe the rapping goose.
Goose by the way, I have to bring in Cat Girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
I heard her say it the other day. She was like, hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Let's move. And I was like, this is fucking crazy.
Did Julian love Cat Girlfriend?
He does love Cat Girlfriend.
What year is it? Okay, so let's just give ourselves... By the year 2030, Goose Boyfriend will make an appearance within the Kardashian greater circle.
Oh, I can see Goose Boyfriend being huge.
We should bring Goose Boyfriend on the Eat the Menu tour.
Oh, my God.
That's a great idea, Keith.
He'll be on one of the tables of the Eat and Greet just putting on a show.
Hell yeah.
Okay, now if you're not racing to buy tickets now, I don't know what's going to get you
knowing
there.
That Goose Boyfriend's there?
You hear that, Al Cajon? Goose Boyfriend, I think, is going to be featured in I'm going to go ahead and say Kendall. Kendall Jenner Instagram post. Whoa. It's going to be Stormy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Playing with some toys. And Goose Boyfriend's going to be there and just be like, yo, what's that? You guys see in the background of Kendall's post? Like,
yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Kind of Goose Boyfriend? Rizzing her up.
Goose Boyfriend does have Riz, and I hate to say it.
Yeah. I didn't know what Riz was, and people were, and then like all my Gen Z friends, of which I have many, were like, just think like Goose Boyfriend. I was like, oh, Riz. Okay, I get it. Riz.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
He's a Riz king.
So yesterday when I was at California Adventure, lots of people took photos, which is very sweet. I always love it.
Yeah, you're very famous. We get it.
Sure.
Every time they took a photo, they said, Slay.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
And I get doing that for somebody cool, but taking a photo with me.
That's funny.
And saying Slay is really funny.
You didn't feel like you earned it.
I didn't understand. I'm like, they're like, Slay. And I'm like, yes.
It was multiple.
If you were like cool and more relevant.
I would say 70% of photos ended with the word Slay.
70%. How many photos is that we talking?
Oh, I think I took about 100 yesterday. So about 70 slays.
And you felt like you
it was honestly one of the most photo days I've ever had at Disney.
You're in a place where people are, one, we've talked, you know, if you're at Disney and you see someone you recognize, it is like, holy shit, this is a great day in my life. Times two, because it's like, it just feels magic.
Disney, yeah, people travel to be there.
One, you stick out like a sore thumb everywhere you go. Big, tall, goofy guy.
Yeah.
And then we had the cameras, game over.
I was doing the best and least best in an area. And as I was doing it, a small crowd formed. So, and then was so big, I just said, okay, well, that's it. Everybody cheer. And they cheered. And it was so loud, and it was just so funny because people were very excited to see me actually doing the thing, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, we took lots of photos, and it was
So you're 70% of 100. You're telling
people.
Me 70 people said Slay?
I'm not even kidding.
How is that possible?
You can ask Desiree and Kaylin.
Keith, I'll tell you
there.
What. I think you're pretty Slay.
Thanks.
That's right. Have you guys ever slacked Maddie or like freelance Gen Z?
I heard slapped, and I'm like, I would not do that.
Have you ever slapped? He thought you said, have you ever slapped Maddie?
Oh, I thought you were saying that slaps.
I think that's slang.
Yeah.
Slap. I know things that slap.
Yeah.
I'm aware.
Because like, you slay.
Too. I slay.
I did, by the way, back to Dune 2, I did like when Timothy was like,
you want to kiss me?
I don't remember that part.
You remember that part?
He used his power. You know how he has voice powers?
Yeah.
He says to Zendaya,
"You want to kiss me?"
Wait, you don't remember that happen?
Yeah,
twice.
He turns. Actually, he looks right to the camera and he says, "Miles, do you want to kiss me?"
He says, "You want to kiss me on the lips? You will have sex with me."
He says to Zendaya,
"Do you want to kiss on top of the worm? You want a kiss on the worm?"
I thought the voice was a little funny.
The voice is hysterical. The voice is crazy.
He uses his big boy voice.
Yeah, his like demon voice. But I was also like, imagine if that didn't work. It'd be so embarrassing.
Everybody sit down.
People are like, what?
What?
What are you talking about?
Sorry.
Why would we sit down?
Oh. Did you just bark silence at me?
Bark at me?
Oh, my God, guys.
Oh, Keith.
You said bark. And for some reason, that made me realize, last night, I met the owner of the second place finishing dog of the Barkschler.
No way.
What?
This is...
another prophecy fulfilled.
Huge.
What was the name of the dog?
Coda. I believe maybe Coda was third, but Coda's in the top.
By the way, stay tuned for the Barkschler Live American Tour.
Dude, it would be fucking
bring
huge.
Your dogs and let me review them on stage. Would honestly be a fucking hell
it's
of a tour.
Dog show.
Oh my God.
All right, here's my promise. El Cajon, if you take the one spot from Brooklyn, we're gonna do a Barkschler special.
We'll do the
dish.
Belt Barkschler. We'll put small dogs on the conveyor belt.
BYOD.
Where were you that you met the dog?
As I was buying a cute little sweatshirt for Henry.
As one does.
In the gift shop at the very end of the night. And I was alone. Everyone else had gone
home.
This
is at Disney.
This is at Disney.
There was a dog at Disney.
And they came up. No. The dog was not there. Only the owners. And they said, hey, this is going to be so strange. But I want to let you know that when you did the Barkschler, I'm Coda's mom. And I was like, holy shit, you're Coda's mom. And her friend was there. He's like, and I do the voice for Coda. I'm like, oh my God. First of all, I didn't realize that two different people were managing this dog.
I know. We wouldn't have let that through the qualifiers.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was a whole team.
Yeah, honestly, I know it's been a while, but you are disqualified.
Yeah, from the Barkschler.
But it was what a funny like situation of like people, I don't know, crossing paths when you never would assume you would.
Right, yeah, that's so funny.
That was just... wild, that little occurrence.
It is also like, you know, you've met many people in life and you meet someone, you forget them, but you'll never forget Coda.
How could I forget anyone who's associated with the Barkschler?
Yeah, man.
Do you think if someone, would you remember every dog from that show?
I would probably remember the top dogs.
Who's the one who won? Albert? No.
Charles Avocado.
Charles Avocado Van Gogh.
Yeah.
Yeah. How could?
Oh, man. It feels like just yesterday, Keith.
Yeah, I know. It really does. There was also the third dog was this really big dog who I loved. And I feel like it was just this beautiful lab. And honestly, a very simple looking dog, but I loved that dog. It was big and goofy.
I can't believe that was a series.
Yeah, I know. A successful one
very
at that.
Successful.
People were on the edge of their seat to find out who won, who was Keith's favorite dog. And the premise initially was that I would take your dog. Whatever dog wins is my dog. Which I obviously didn't want the dog. And then there was one other person who this is a sadder version of sort of the same thing. He's like, Keith, do you remember? I don't know if you remember me.
No,
but
I know where this story is going.
In Nashville a few years ago, I met you at a bar and we like hung out. And I'm like, I remember the bar.
I remember the bar.
Oh. I'm like, I don't remember. It was like midnight. And
sure.
You were wasted.
I
probably was a little drunk because we had done it. It was like the end of a tour, I remember. And we'd like done the show. And it was really fun. And we just, there were other comics there who came and we hung out with the comics there. And there were
you didn't say yes,
bar.
I remember.
No.
Oh, Keith.
I had to be honest.
I would have said, oh my God, it's so good to see you.
Yeah.
There's no world where I'm saying, sorry.
I don't remember.
I don't remember you.
I remember the bar.
You, however, were forgettable.
He's honest. He's honest, and I respect that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a coward.
Just to be clear, so in January or December, we said Try Guys is changing.
Yes.
January was live month.
Yes. February was nothing.
What was February? What did we do? February candy competition. How dare you? how dare you?
You forgot to.
That's right.
I did. Then we did Pilot Month,
which is a
great
blast.
Aplomb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eat the Menu.
Yeah.
Michelin
happening right now.
Season.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
An announcement of the Eat the Menu tour, yep. But that's not one of the two biggies.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about
that's
that?
Cool.
That's just a.
An that's extra, just a little. That's
just extra.
That's just a little aperitif.
Just extra because we didn't promise that because we didn't know if we were going to be able to have it come together.
Sure. Right.
We were like looking at all these other stuff. I'm like, I don't know if this will happen this year or next year.
Then we have Phoning It In. New season starts in what, a week or two.
Yeah.
That's our legend season.
Yeah.
I'm serious. What we called it?
I just love that.
We have like one of our judges cooked with Julia Child.
No fucking way. That's so sick.
Yeah. It's the lineup. Oh, the lineup, man, of chefs awesome. Is insane. We have my favorite quote. I need to put this in the trailer. Is someone just going, "This is way better than winning Chopped." It's sick. Yeah. It's so
that's
fun.
Really sick.
Wait, I just have a question about Julia Child, really quick. Julia, at the end, Julia is like kind of dismisses Julie.
Yes.
So do we not like Julia?
Okay, let's be clear though. We're not going to cancel Julia Child. Well, she's also
not here.
She was like 90. So if you're that old and you're the premier French cook and you're like some blogger thinks that she can like
you guys did not take momentum away from me talking about our year
lineup
to break down Julia.
We got to
take a moment to talk about Julia Child.
We're fine about that.
Of Julia Child. And that's actually a big announcement, is Julia Child's coming back to life. Go for it, Zach.
Let me set the stage. Scene one, Amy Adams in her apartment.
Plucky young Amy Adams. sorry, Zach.
Phoning It In is next month.
Right. And then there's two big announcements, of which I feel like I only know one of, to be totally honest.
You know both.
Okay, sick.
and one of and I, as is one of them that the Barkslers returning.
Fuck yeah, dude.
We'll have to wait and see.
Six seasons in a movie.
We'll have to wait and see.
The Barksler, we're becoming a feature film.
We're becoming exclusively a Barksler company.
Yeah.
He's so sick.
Barksler Nation.
It's just like exactly. Barksler in Paradise. Come on.
We joked about making that. I really wish we could have.
So funny. My God. So when do the two announcements happen?
Soon, honestly.
Oh, TBD.
No, we have it. We have a D.
Oh, okay, cool. But the people don't know the D.
We have a D.
People aren't aware of the D.
Big
D.
Oh, we have a D.
Oh, there's a D, all right.
There's D.
D.
Okay.
There's D.
There's D.
Oh, trust me, there's D.
There's D. Hard D.
Okay, cool.
Go to Barksler.gov to learn more.
B.D.
I got to buy that URL.
Barksler.gov.
Gov.
Or
can you buy a .gov?
You can't. I've tried.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Not even through the government?
.biz is available.
Call the IRS.
.sucks is available.
Yeah. That
you know, some of the funny ones just like rub me the wrong way.
Yeah.
.sucks. It's just like, okay. Come on, guys.
How funny is it?
How funny is that really?
What about .socks?
.socks is kind of cool.
I would like that.
There are a couple that are like specific to different countries.
Uh-huh. All of them are, aren't they?
Not all of them.
I thought that the whole thing was UK. That all of them are, and that's the only, and then some countries decided to change theirs for profit.
So then what country is .sucks?
I could be fucking, I don't know, Albania. Like, it's just but the people in Albania were like,
wow, sorry to our Albanian fans out there. This is what Miles thinks of you.
It's their choice, but they were like, I believe that's how it originated. Maybe now there's just like all some fucking different types of them. But originally,
what about
was,
like .io?
Yeah, I think that a very
Frame.io, my favorite. What's
Loving
I,
Frame.
Love Frame.
We love Frame.
Okay, I have a question.
Here we go. Yeah. Rainey's big cue.
All right, so I want everybody to go to TikTok.
Okay.
Hit search.
Uh-oh.
Now there's going to be suggested.
Not a question yet. I'm excited
for
when it becomes a question.
Okay, so go to hit TikTok and hit search.
Search.
Is it the you may like?
Yes.
Okay.
So I want to hear what you're.
Oh, this is fucking huge.
What?
This is really funny.
I'm screenshotting this because you're not going to believe it. Okay, Barcelona. This is exciting. So when you look, when you go to click search on TikTok, you have your three most recent searches, right?
Yeah.
Then you have you may like. And they're two bold, they're kind of highlighted in red.
Yeah, what do the red ones even mean?
And then below it, it's like what's trending currently. So like what's trending for the world, we have, okay, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift enjoying at Coachella. How fun. Here's everything JoJo Siwa said call her daddy. I'm honestly very interested.
I love fucking drama, man.
Yeah, I'm fully invested in that. We will be taking the rest of the episode to learn what happened there. But at the top, we have two, like, these are, I'm guessing it's like the For You page. Well, no, that's what
the
TikTok is. This is For You searches, right?
Yes, yes.
So, team, Keith, because you probably are the least, no, actually, I use TikTok the least, probably.
Is that true? Know. I'm on it. All, I want to do it.
I'm on it pretty often.
Okay, then let's start with the most.
Okay, I probably use it the most, except for Rainey. Rainey, what's yours?
What's mine?
I love that. Keith, you go first. No, actually, Miles, you go ahead.
Pivot
Rainey,
entirely.
Take it all. Take it away.
Mine is New York apartment. Love those.
Do you guys, New York you apartment?
That? It's this how much like, you pay in New York City. Yes. And then you tour. Yeah. Big.
I do like that. Honestly, Rainey, this is kind of crazy. But mine is, first one is Billie Eilish teases Spirited Away inspired something.
I have that.
That's also what? Online.
And underneath this, maybe it's because I'm a big fan, Rainey.toll.
Same!
Rainey.toll.
Wait, why? Rainey.toll. What did you do?
Thank you.
What did you do?
TikTok.
What did
Here
you
we
do?
Go.
That's so,
how did you
no
do
idea.
Why do all three of us have Rainey.toll
as
the featured
search? What's going on, Rainey?
Are people
What did you do?
Are people searching?
Did you pay?
I this
what
is
did
all
you do?
Serendipity. I mean, maybe you're obsessed with me.
No, I'm not.
All three of us
all
are obsessed.
We're
Rainey's
this is insane.
Fans. That is crazy that it's all three
Wait,
of us.
All three of us have Rainey.toll.
Wait, and then it says Try Guys new member.
Me.
I'm not fucking around. I just clicked on the Rainey one, came back, and it's Try Guys new member. Okay, people are trying to say something about Rainey.
Interesting.
But people want more
Rainey. Rainey, fourth Try Guy confirmed.
Wait, this is what Try Guys new member, I go, and then it's just like, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes, like, it'll be like, okay, this person, controversy, and then I'll go.
Yeah, and there's,
and
no,
there's no controversy. And I'm like, okay, so people are just being
so
hopeful.
Annoying. Yeah, or it's like, oh, these two broke up, you go. It's like them uh-huh. being together.
Yeah.
It's like,
I'm like, what is that about? I've also got a Korra skin in Fortnite. And, of course, Tara Yummy theme song.
Oh.
My TikTok is a lot of Tara Yummy.
Who is that?
And the guy from the Dropouts podcast, who I don't know. But I did see at a Spotify event.
Should I get other people's? Is this, is everyone,
is everybody
just have
Rainey.toll?
What's happening?
That is it local? Like, is it based on the Wi-Fi?
Did you know that we were going to have that?
No.
Stop it. You did this segment for funsies.
That is so weird.
Yeah.
I don't believe you. There's no way you can make me believe you.
Rainey!
What did you do?
Everybody?
Everyone come in.
Bring your phones. This is so weird. Okay.
Yeah, and by the way, Kaylin just walked in and said, are these new glasses? Not one of you has mentioned it the entire episode.
I noticed them. I honestly thought you were wearing old glasses like me, and I thought I didn't want to make you feel bad because
okay.
I feel bad about my glasses.
Wow. So everyone pull out your phone.
They all listened. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people all obliged.
Okay, go to TikTok, and you got to be honest about this. Go to TikTok. Go to the search function.
Just hit search.
Just hit search. Don't type anything, though. Okay, type
and
search.
Then you will see you may like, and there's two things in red.
Is one of them Rainey.toll for anybody else?
No.
For all three of us.
I've got a gray one that says Rainey.toll.
What the fuck? All three of us had Rainey.toll.
It's only the boys?
Do you guys follow her?
Yes. Yes.
Of course we do.
Of course we follow Rainey.
She's a gold mine of content.
The people's princess.
The rest of us don't have
Jesus is a Swiftie.
Jesus
is
a
Swiftie.
Okay, you're all dismissed. All
right. Thank you so much. Get out of here.
What
great work.
What witchcraft did you pull?
If I knew how to do that, I would have every single person in America having Rainey.toll.
Can I say, by the way, that now that I've clicked Rainey.toll and gone back, my top search, JoJo Siwa singing Traitor by Olivia Rodrigo, interested, above that, Miles Bone.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
I also now have Miles Bone. I also have JoJo Siwa.
Miles Bone.
Miles Bone.
Do we want to listen to JoJo Siwa singing Traitor?
No.
Yes.
And by the way, sorry, I just want to be clear here. Kaylin's shaking her head, but she was fucking front row at the JoJo Siwa release party. So don't act now like you're too cool.
Kaylin and Desiree went to the JoJo Siwa album release party to get JoJo to sign her cast.
Cancelable.
Yeah.
And it was, and they pulled it off, and it's honestly iconic.
I did, I don't know why me and Rainey's TikTok, I guess
more
Rainey, but then I got featured on yours, search.
I'm glad, though. I feel like TikTok is really helping my career.
Of course.
But I am worried that it's going to disappear soon.
It's not going to disappear, but it is just a volatile platform.
Now you're still a traitor.
She's singing in a car, though, right? She's just having fun.
She's not, having a great time, and I
it's just the comfort,
love...
Yeah.
She's not like trying to record an album with that. She's just singing along, having fun.
You scroll, it's Keith singing Traitor in his car.
I might actually record that exact TikTok today.
That's really funny.
Yeah. I honestly love that.
That's good con.
I wish you thought it through. Yeah. Huge news, everybody. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, Keith has new glasses too.
No, they're the glasses that I lost last week. Wow.
Whoa.
They feel way better.
You chose red. Okay. Well, I guess color theory is the opposite of blue.
I've had these for a year.
Were you not wearing these glasses?
No, I remember when we picked them up.
We picked them up.
Rainey, I feel like your numbers consistently on TikTok are actually really good.
Thank you so much. I mean, I delete the bad ones.
Okay. Hey, that makes sense. Because I'm like looking at my TikTok and I'm like, wow, Rainey's outclassing me.
My question for you is, and I don't know if you want to talk about this yet.
Yeah, what up?
Do you have a Finsta? A TikTok?
Oh, by the way, yes. So I tried to start a TikTok. What is it?
A fake TikTok?
A TikTok, mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. I was like, let me start a second account to like spam post, basically. Yeah. Sometimes I get nervous about posting on my main account. If it doesn't perform well, it makes me feel bad. But I'm like, if I just did a fucking fuck you account where I'm like able to do more casual style content, maybe that'd be fun. So I make the account. I call it Millie Bobby Bond or whatever.
I found this and I wasn't sure if it was real or not.
And then a bunch of people texted me and were like, is this you? And they were like, because it's your contacts.
Yeah.
So it was like a new contact of yours started an account and it's my account.
Oh.
And I was just making it. I haven't posted anything on there, but I was like, it'd be fun to just spam post. And then
you
I immediately
can't be anonymous now.
I can't be anonymous now with my phone contact all in everybody's deal. But yeah, I plan on, I don't know, farting out some stuff on there.
Yeah. 10 a day, and then just post them.
Have you guys thought about doing that? Because I'm also like trying to hack the fucking algorithm where for Perfect Person, I was like, okay, my Clips channel isn't doing that well. Maybe I start a fake fan account for the show and post real haphazard clips in an effort to make it like, oh, this is like a casual form of clip. But maybe I'm just trying to game the system too much.
Hey, you got to test. You got to test to find out. Maybe it'll work. Let us know.
I have no idea. I'll text you.
Zach, what are you thinking about? You're deep in thought.
Yeah, Zach, you sort of
went
into a hole.
He's listening.
Oh, this is how he listens. Really reflecting.
He's doing this new thing.
it's a new muscle for
him. He's got new glasses. It's a new Zach.
I'm listening and being respectful.
You just haven't seen him like this before.
I've never seen the side of you.
I do actually really like your glasses.
Thanks.
Yeah, cool. Can I see them face on?
Whoa, that's a dream.
There's something cool about them?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I didn't like that. I didn't like that one bit.
The sides are magnets, so you can just rip them apart.
That's scary.
Fine. I'm going to lose half of that if I had that.
But I have this weird cut on the back of my ear, and I keep scratching it because I'm like, ooh, a scab, that's fun. And I can't see it, so I don't know that it's getting worse when I but it's like, ooh, crusty, yeah, that's fun. But my normal glasses are kind of like little blades, and they sit right on the cut.
Oh.
And so they've been aggravating the cut. So I'm trying to wear these glasses as a way to let my ear heal. But then I go, ooh, why am I wearing these? Oh, right. Ooh, little crusty. Hello.
And you play with the crusty.
Yeah, I'm fingering my wound.
Yep.
Well, if you have a wound.
If you have a wound and you want to finger it, or at least figure it out, maybe Miles Bonsignor could give you some advice that'll go for miles.
It's advice that'll go for miles. Tune it to your radio station. It's advice that'll go for miles. Everyone get ready, Miles Nation. Miles Nation, go. It's advice that'll go for miles. Advice that'll go 4 miles.
What's up, Miles Nation? How's everybody doing tonight?
Yeah.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Have you ever wanted to time travel?
Yeah.
Time travel or time table?
Hey, shut up. Have you ever wanted to go back in time to a time when things were more simpy?
Yeah, when I was simping?
I'm talking about simple.
Simple
times call for simple fangs. And I've got a fang for you that's going to make you feel nostalgic for who you used to be.
Okay.
I'm really excited for this.
Reread the books from your childhood.
Yeah.
I recently got an iPad mini.
Boo.
No, hear me out.
Boo.
I actually bought an iPad mini, and then a brand sent me an iPad mini. This never happens. But bleep that. Because
I said no to them. I didn't want their garbage.
I know. You should have said yes because they sent you a but bleep it.
Yeah, I could have designed the best fucking
I know. They wanted me to do a whole thing. I didn't do any of it. I took the iPad and I ran. But but basically, I got an iPad mini recently, and I thought this is going to be great for me to read manga, a.k.a. Japanese comic books, on my iPad mini. And I started to reread a comic series that I read as a middle schooler and I have not even looked at or thought about since. And I found that, one, the story's really good. I really loved it. But it also, like, reading, like, stuff from my young adult life like that made me feel the feelings that I felt then. And just sort of, like, the simple, like, it's like a hero's journey and, the you know, it made me remember the imagination I had in middle school when I was reading it. So I highly recommend everybody revisiting media from your youth that you haven't seen in a long time. And it will give you that inspiration.
Did it make you, like, have sense memories to other things going on at the age of 11?
Yes, absolutely. Because I would sit in the closet under my stairs reading the manga.
Okay, Harry Potter style.
Yeah, Harry Potter style. Weird. Very Harry Potter style. I would sit in there for hours and I had a little manga bookshelf with all my little mangas. And I would read Shonen Jump every month, and which is like a manga digest that had a bunch of new chapters. And I would just sit in there and I would read and do whatever. And I, I have a lot of fun.
I love
memories.
That your advice this week is regress to a 12-year-old reading level.
Although I will say, it was like, they're comic books, but there's a lot of adult stuff in there. Okay. If you know manga, then you're going to be aware that there's a lot of adult stuff in there.
Okay. When you said read what you read as a kid, I was thinking of, like, when I was into Frindle and, like, and books that were 60 pages long.
You could still do
and
that.
And by the way, have done it, loved it.
Yeah.
You could definitely still do that. I think comics probably aged differently because it's like just the medium itself is welcoming to young, but the stories.
Yeah, I've been reading some old basic phonics books to take me back to when I was four.
And you're like, I do love rain.
Yeah, I love rain. The rain is wet. I am wet in the rain.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I also am reading a lot of baby books, so it sort of do feel like.
Truly.
I know. Okay, first of all, two things to say about this. One, I've been reading The Hunger Games and watching Percy Jackson and watching Vampire Diaries. Wow, so I am really in my 12-year-old era. Also, you get to kind of relearn, like, oh, this is what shaped me. This is where my values came from when you're reading those old, you know.
Yes, definitely.
When you're watching Glee again.
Well, no, Glee, I think, is a great example. Or, like, when I watch How I Met Your Mother, it reminds me of when I first watched it, which was, like, in middle school, high school.
Yeah.
And it brings me back to that a little time. Also, like, I find that there's something about youthful things. I know I've said the word manga a lot, but there's something about that that, like, a lot of the ideas in there are very hopeful and optimistic and about, like, the good in everybody.
Yes.
And I find that a lot of adult media is pessimistic or just negative or sort of, like, about the druthers of everything. And sometimes reading stuff about the hopefulness of youth is really nice.
Yeah. And with that, Keith, hit us with the official Tripod theme song.
Come see me eat food in your town. Eat the menu. Eat the menu. I'll make sure the content doesn't let you down. Eat the menu.
Eat the menu. Eat the menu.
Atlanta, D.C., Philly, New York, Los Angeles, and El Cajon. Tripod.
Have a good-ass week.